You might have a picket fence, you might have a cyclone fence, wire fence, stone fence.
What would a cyclone fence be?
Well, it's a steel mesh.
Would that be a kind of fence that you could identify by as different from maybe another kind of steel mesh fence?
I think it's a term that's applied to any steel mesh fence, and why they call them cyclone fences, I don't know, because it has nothing to do with the term cyclone at all. It's just a fence. I have a fence around my yard, and it's called a cyclone fence, but it's just a metal mesh fence is all.
What kinds of stone fences would you have?
Well, in this part of the country, you don't have many of them at all because stone is not native to the area.
What kinds of, what would you call the twisted wire that a farmer...
Barbed wire.
What would you call a kind of fence made of wood with boards between the pieces that hold the boards up?
Picket fence.
What would you call a barbed wire fence? What would you call the supporting part?
Posts and rails, uprights, and then the horizontals are rails.
If you had a hen that you wanted to start laying, what might you use to... Have you ever seen an egg made of porcelain?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call that, or would you...
No, I don't really know. I really don't know.
They used to use them on farms years ago. They call them a china egg. And,
well, of course, I've heard of china eggs, but I didn't know what they were used for.
It's kind of interesting. They had one. You can put them in a nest, and they fool everything. They fool the hen. They fool the snakes, and the hen sometimes will begin to start laying if she has an egg in her nest, and she leaves the nest after the eggs have been taken away. She won't come back to it. She'll build another one, which, you know, it's a problem for the farmer because he has hen's nests in his barn and everything.
So, never heard that before. Well, that's new.
So they put a china egg in, and the hen would sit on it, and of course, it never hatched. The snakes would come in sometimes, eat the china egg. what would something be that you might use to carry water in?
Pail or a bucket?
Mm-hmm. Would there be a difference between a pail and a bucket?
I don't think so.
What would be something very big and black that you might have seen sometimes on a trip through the country or something? People might still be boiling clothes.
Kettle.
Would you ever hear that called anything else?
No, I don't think I ever have.
What would you call this here? That the flowers are...
Centerpiece.
And if it were made out of maybe porcelain or something, what would you call it then? If it were just, say... If one of the... Well, those aren't flower vases. something that you might use to...